I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The city of Anniston might be the latest community to remove the Confederate battle flag. The city council is set to vote on whether the stars and bars should be banned from all city-owned property. After a work session last week, some council members felt banning the controversial battle flag would have a positive effect on the city. Councilman Saram Salasi says banning the Confederate flag shouldn't be a debate of heritage or hate.
Well, I think it just shows that we're a more inclusive and welcoming city. The strategic plan that we recently wrapped up is called One City, One Vision. So we want to make sure that we're not attaching ourselves to anything that could cause any type of divisiveness and division within the city of Anniston.
The city council meeting will be held at 5:30 in the city meeting center. Civil rights advocates are pursuing a complaint against the Etowah County Detention Center in Gadsden. It covers a range of condition-related issues, including medical neglect and alleged abuse by Immigration Customs Enforcement officers. Christina Manfield is the co-founder of Community Initiatives for Visiting Immigrants in Confinement. She says the report alleges ICE officers have physically assaulted and coerced detainees into signing travel documents that could prompt deportation.
Part of our mission is to give voice to people who are constrained on their ability to communicate with the outside world. So this is really for us about facilitating that communication for them that proves difficult because of how isolated they are.
Manfield says they're ultimately calling for the contract between ICE officers and the Etowah County Commission to be terminated. And two of Alabama's universities are part of a top 25 list of the nation's best historically black colleges. The website College Choice sits Tuskegee University at the top of the list, while Alabama A&M checks in at number 24. College Choice officials say the results are based on exclusively on factors actual college freshmen said were most important to their college decision. A 50% chance of an early thunderstorm in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies in central Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-70s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 70s. Currently 82 degrees in Mobile, 100 degrees in Tuscaloosa, 93 in Florence and Huntsville, 95 in Montgomery, and 97 degrees in Jasper, Birmingham, and Selma. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.